The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Aisling Larkin is back with me, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach. And we are talking about what this week, Aisling?
Butter beans.
What are butter beans?
So butter beans, kind of called lima beans, if you're kind of South American or American based. We're talking about this right off the back of last week. We spoke about high protein breakfasts and we had a breakfast burrito. Mm-hmm. And in that we spoke about that kind of little Mexican bean thing.
Yeah.
Big love for that. And like, that's the first time that I've kind of done a bean recipe that's been like, ooh.
People
tell us
liked
more
it.
About that.
Oh, yes. Right. Usually people are appalled by your bean
and
recipes.
And a little bit disappointed or a little bit just like nonchalant, you know?
Okay. It's
like,
oh, people beans. Don't get excited by beans.
They don't get excited about beans.
Because they're thinking of baked beans.
See, that's it. It's hard to get excited about beans, isn't it? We kind of have this, exactly that, like, I think, like, bachelor's beans have been around, like, forever. Do you know what I mean? And it's like beans on toast and it's, you know, it's kind of linked to a bit of, oh, Jake, course, I've nothing else to be eating. What am I going to do? Whereas, like, from my perspective, there's two big, big reasons we all should be eating more beans, right?
Okay.
And it's the two things I bang on about every week. Protein and fibre, protein and fibre.
Yeah.
They're one of those plant-based proteins. So if you're trying to cut down the amount of meat you're having and get in those plant-based proteins, it's brilliant. The other conversation is around that sustainability piece, where you're trying to keep up your protein, but you don't always want it to be meat. Like, they're quite
yes.
sustainable to eat. And then the other thing is fibre. And one of the things we mentioned about that breakfast burrito, and I have a video up on Instagram about it, like that little sprinkling when you see it in the video, that's about 5 grams of protein. Like, that's good. You're trying to get in about 25, maybe 30 grams per meal. And like, I'm not a gym bunny. I'm not bodybuilding, but I want it for longevity. I want it for satiety. I want protein for all of those reasons.
Yeah.
So the more beans we can get in, the better. Butter beans are my new favourite.
Oh, are they?
I love them. It's
so
the texture.
Butter beans are just like big fat baked beans. Is that it?
So baked beans are made with cannellini beans. They're really soft. So you know when you eat baked beans, they mush.
Yeah,
they mush.
Mush.
Really easily. Whereas butter beans, they're sturdier on the outside. They're firmer. But then when you get inside them, they're like a baked potato, kind of fluffy, creamy texture. And it's that creamy texture. So when you're trying to replicate meat or the texture of meat, and you know me, like, it's always that flexitarian way of eating, which is we're not asking anybody to cut out anything. You don't
yes.
have to go vegan or vegetarian, but it's just about being more discerning about what you eat.
And is the clue in the name when you said lima beans? Are these Peruvian beans?
Yeah, Peruvian beans, way back when they're documented in, they have this beautiful moshe pottery and you can see, like, you know, inscriptions and drawings of them. They're like a kettlebell shaped kind of pottery thing.
Yes.
So like they're dating way, way back. And I suppose America, South America, they're very much, you know, what we call lima beans. Here, UK, we tend to call them more butter beans. Now, the Southern American states, very nostalgic when it comes to butter beans. They went in a lot of things, kind of slow cooked, you know, braised meats, barbecue meats, smoked meats. But we're trying to learn new ways to kind of bring them into what we eat, I think, and how we can do that.
So this is the recipes that we're going to get into. These are not so much kind of southern US, if that's it. You said like if people have been to the States, that's what they might call them. These are not kind of the typical recipes you find them in over there.
No, they're my kind of take, I think, on that Mediterranean. Plus, they lend themselves quite well to Asian flavours. And that's one of the beauties of them, right? They're relatively bland in flavour. You know,
yes.
they take flavour really well. That's why they work. It's like a piece of chicken.
They're nice texture, though.
Texture. That's it. Yeah. Chickpeas are a little bit more firm, bit of more bite in them. The cannellini beans are too soft. It's like they're like the Goldilocks.
The Goldilocks zone.
Just
bears. Right.
Yes, they're just right in terms of beans. So I love them for that reason. The market like is due to explode on them. And again, that comes from that sustainability piece. Dry bean market is expected to grow to 8.7 billion by 2028. And the canned bean market in 2023 was about 5 billion, expected to go to 15 billion.
Okay.
So if you ever want to invest in a food company, I mean, that might be the way to go.
Kieran, I recently bought 3 bags of frozen broad beans in little dead handies. They're sometimes hard to get. I've already added some to pasta and salad dishes. So there we are now, people adding them.
Now, broad beans are different to butter
yes.
beans. So broad beans are the green guys.
Yeah.
They kind of look like an edamame bean. They have quite a thick white skin on the
yes.
outside. So I love buying them frozen too. And you kind of pop them out of their skin. They're nutty, they're sweet. There's a lovely texture to them. So broad beans, butter beans, anywhere we can get them in, let's get them in.
Well, let's talk about what we have here, will we?
Oh, let's dig in.
Okay.
Let's start with your appetizer. We have, I mean, isn't that just a thing of beauty, by the way?
That is delicious looking, yeah.
Gorgeous. So this is a butter bean and artichoke dip. So it's a lemony butter bean and artichoke dip with grissini. So grissini are olive oil little breadsticks, which are also delish.
Oh, the lemon is lovely.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So if you like hummus, you're going to like this. what am I always trying to get us to do? Eat 30 plants a week. So it's, you know, we always talk about that variety. It's just getting in more veggies. So I brought a jar of artichokes just to kind of show you for reference. Artichokes are one of those things we pass by in the supermarket. You're like, what in God's earth?
Yeah, kind of like manky onions or something.
Like, I don't love them. So I'm trying to find ways to make me love veg that I don't love.
Yeah.
So you basically take the artichokes, see the way they come in all that oil?
Yeah.
Like, so much flavour in that. So don't waste that. You drain them off, separate the oil from the artichoke in your food processor, in your bullet or whatever you have. Mm-hmm. And you do need a high powered food processor because they're quite stringy.
The artichokes?
Yes, when you blitz it. So I actually had to double blitz that. I had it first and it was quite stringy. So I put it back through and blitzed it again. So it takes quite a bit of blitzing. But in there is a jar of butter beans, or tin of butter beans, I should say, rinsed. The whole jar of artichokes. I'm keeping it really simple for people, so you don't even need a recipe.
Okay.
I have video recipes for all of these. They go up on my Instagram over the weekend. The artichoke, the butter beans, then all of the oil goes in.
Okay.
Juice of half a lemon.
Yeah.
Bit of garlic. Blitz it all up. Bish, bash, bosh.
That's it.
Done. Bit of seasoning, salt and pepper. And then sometimes when it comes to hummus, like, the plating is really beautiful. So dollop it onto your plate, right? With the back of a spoon, swirl. So you kind of get this little bed. One of my kids said it was like a moat and Bailey.
Yeah,
was like,
Mama, that's what I was thinking Bailey. Of.
There you go. We went visiting castles this week. So it's clearly in their heads. But fill that then with olive oil. And then a little sprinkle of, you could do like sesame seeds. I have little black sesame seeds on there. The zest of the lemon. And then coriander pairs really well. Mint pairs really well. Rosemary pairs really well.
Really good. Yeah, the little
great
bit of lemon zest
isn't it?
Is lovely. It is,
so
yeah.
So like, if you never have chickpeas at home or you want to make hummus, butter beans are a fab, fab way of doing that.
Right, what's next?
Italian.
Okay.
Caprese style blistered cherry tomatoes with butter beans, garlic, burrata and basil.
Okay.
This is so delicious. So you start with olive oil in your pan, into that a very finely diced onion and about 6 cloves of garlic.
Yeah.
This will serve too. You're going to drain your butter beans. Now, in all of the other recipes.
Oh, that's good.
Isn't it delicious?
Yes.
I drained and rinsed the butter beans, but I actually only half rinsed them. So they come in quite a starchy liquid. Now, it is salty, but they do come in that starchy liquid. And that's what builds out this creamy kind of sauce without having to. And I don't mean creamy white, I mean creamy texturally, like a starchy kind of creamy texture to your sauce. So the onions and the garlic are cooking, right? They're going to go for like 15 minutes until they're kind of golden beautiful. Take a handful of seasonal gorgeous cherry tomatoes. I had red ones, yellow ones. You put them straight into the pan. Get a lid or a plate, sit that over it, allow them to sweat and blister and pop and cook and slow kind of cook. They're already picking up the garlic. Drop in those butter beans and the rest of the juice that's in there.
Yeah.
Let them cook away. Now, this doesn't take long. This is done in 20 minutes in earnest. Because once the tomatoes kind of blister a little bit, the beans go in, you're putting the lid on and then tear up some fresh basil, put that in and then spoon it into a lovely platter and then take your burrata, sit it on top, kind of cut it, let it ooze out on top a little bit and then finish it with a little bit more of the torn basil.
Mm.
But it's just, it's very classically Italian, but it's really, really good. Now, the other one, when I was toying with this idea, long time ago, I cooked us something called Marry Me Chicken, which is this concept of onion, garlic, sun-dried tomatoes. You cook your chicken in it, cream. Like, that concept would work really well, but you don't need the cream. So I'm trying to keep the calories kind of down in this and keeping it authentic and light and fresh, I suppose, but while still being like indulgent and delicious.
Yeah, this is so good. Paul in Westport says, the greatest supper you'll ever eat is sautéed shallot, sun-dried tomatoes, butter beans, cream and spinach with garlic bread dipped in
it. Oh, Paul, that sounds beautiful.
Sounds good, Paul.
And that's really like that Marry Me Chicken, actually, that we just referenced. Like, and that's it. It takes those flavours so well. The cream, the garlic, the spinach, all those Italian
delicious
flavors. Okay.
Where to next?
Next up, let's go curry. So this is a butter chicken curry with a couple of cheats, okay? But it's all the butters.
This is a bit dry looking now, Aisling.
It is a little bit dry looking. Thanks. Well, okay, so in my defence, I suppose, it was very saucy when I made it first. And it has travelled all the way from Waterford and it did have to be microwaved. And it has been sitting there with like maybe 10 minutes. So I sincerely apologise about the dryness.
Sorry, apology accepted.
I'll do better for next week. We've got brown basmati rice. This is a slow cooker recipe. So it's throw everything in, forget about it, let it do its thing, right? But it's butter chicken with butternut squash and butter beans. So think of all the butters.
That's lovely.
Now, that's a packet of a spice mix that I bought.
Is it?
Yes, it is. Because if I start quoting you garam masala and cumin and ginger and garlic, I'm going to lose people, right?
Yeah.
So what do I want to do? I want to get you eating more beans and more veg. So what you're going to do is you're going to buy a pack, and I can put a picture of my Instagram later of which one it is. So it comes with the aromatics. You fry those off first, then you put the paste in, then you put the sauce in.
Yeah.
Throw the chicken fillet in. Really good tip, right? So again, that flexitarian way is eating less meat, but good quality meat, and bulking it out. So to feed four, I'm using two chicken fillets. Take your chicken fillet, just cut it in half, kind of on the diagonal. So you have a chunk of chicken. Do you see the way you don't have small bits of chicken? That tells your brain you're getting a more substantial portion. Yeah, because you can physically see it. And because it slow cooks, it stays super tender. I bought a butternut squash that was already chopped in the supermarket in a bag. Dumped that in. Open the tin of butter beans, drain them, dump those in. So you've got the chicken in, the butter beans in, the butternut squash in, you've got the sauce in, drop of water in there. You could put tomatoes if you wanted, like tomato paste or tomato puree. I didn't bother because I want to keep it so simple that people will make it.
Yes.
So hassle free. Butter beans in, butternut squash in, chicken in, sauce in, turn it on, hour and a half, done.
That's really nice.
Isn't it lovely?
Yeah, and, again, and we're getting at that time of year now where I think people like tossing stuff into one big pot and letting it cook away there.
Again, when it comes to dressing the hummus, dressing the curry is really, really important. Put a big dollop of like natural yogurt on top,
yeah.
A bit of mango chutney, a little bit of chili, a little bit of coriander, and a squeeze of lemon over a curry is always a really, really nice way to lift the spices. So again, it's keeping it really simple, but dressing it really nicely.
So we've been through a starter and two main courses.
Yeah.
And we've another to go.
Yeah, we do. I'm really excited about this one.
Right, okay.
I don't know how you're going to feel about this one. I was making this and I kind of got like, do you ever go through a process of something you're thinking, oh God, what am I doing here? Am I doing right or wrong?
And then, every day between 4 and 7.
Then you go, it all works out fine in the end. And you surprise yourself at how good you are at it. So this is black bean sticky aubergine.
Okay.
With soy and tahini butter beans.
Right.
I remember we spoke like a long time ago probably about aubergines. I don't love them. Mm. And they're a vegetable I'm trying to get to like. But I kind of knew you liked them. So
yes,
I was like, you were a good candidate for me to try this on.
I like the texture of them, which is the thing that actually puts off a lot of people.
And that's what it is for me.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with mushrooms and everything else.
And like
but
the skin and everything, I like them. I just like an aubergine.
In the video, you'll see, when I peel them, I do a zebra peel, right? So I'm always trying to meet people on their journey where they're at. I half peeled the skin off, right? So took one, peeled the skin. So left half the skin on, half the skin off, because I love the skin. The skin is where most of the fibres, the nutrients live under it. So we'll start with the aubergine, right? Aubergine. Some black bean sauce that I bought. Peanut butter.
Yes, I'm just about to say, the peanuts are nice in it.
Yeah. Honey. And then you put that in the slow cooker or in the oven, cover it foil and let it slow cook for an hour and a half. So it goes that unctuous, sticky deliciousness. And it loses the texture from like being kind of air fried and trying to be crispy on the outside to being maybe half cooked. Like go big or go home with aubergine. You know what I mean? Get it right and slow cook it sticky. Then the best part, I think, is the butter beans. So I cooked the two things separately because you could eat either of them separately or together. Put your butter beans in a pan. Into that, you're going to, so oil and garlic first with your onion. You don't have to even do that. Butter beans, tahini, which is that sesame seed paste, and soy sauce. Heat it up. Even if you did it in a microwave, open the butter beans, put them in. Big dollop of, like a big tablespoon of
tahini.
2 tablespoons of soy sauce. Even 1 tablespoon of soy sauce would do you. Like, they're so good. There's so much flavour of them. If you ever wanted to eat like a butter bean, I think that's the way to do it. But paired with the kind of sweetness and the stickiness of the aubergine, it's so good. And again, it's how you finish it. Squeeze a lime on top and then some peanut rayus, which is that chili peanut rayu on top. A couple of little shallots, coriander, mint. Mwah.
Yeah, the texture of the peanut rayu and the bit of peanut that's in it as well with the aubergine. Oh, it's lovely.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
and like
nice.
I get nervous like about that, I suppose, vegan style of cooking because I just, you know, it's a different style of cooking. But this is just such a win in my book. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely delicious stuff. As always, and as always, if you find Aisling on social media, just look for Aisling Larkin and you'll find her there. There'll be detail of all of this and more. And we'll get this up as a podcast as well so you can listen back along. Take a few notes and try all of this yourself. Aisling Larkin, TV chef, mindful eating coach. We'll be back at the same time next week. Aisling, thank you very much.
See you then.
All right, we will see you then.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.